The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, welcome to the most delicious hour on radio, as you hear each and every Thursday at 5 o'clock on AM 1330, The Jolt. Many thanks to all of our listeners who are listening here on the dial in Southern Arizona, and my hat is off to all of our listeners who are listening to the show worldwide, www.onthemenulive.com. We dish out all the great entertainment, hospitality, and food news here in Southern Arizona, and I think I've got just about the best job in the world because I get to fancy myself a culinary enthusiast and walk across this great community of ours. You know, Tucson really is the culinary capital of the southwestern United States, and all you have to do is engage some of the chefs with some of the independent local restaurants here about how they approach the culinary challenge and how they keep smiles in the faces of all their fans across the community. So we just love eating and drinking here in the Old Pueblo, and one of the other reasons why we love to do it so much is because we get to meet people like our next guest, and here to tell us all about what is going on across all of the wonderful Tucson Originals restaurants is from South Philly Cheesesteaks, Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. Frank Santos, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, Matt. First, Matt, let me thank you for allowing me to be on your show. You have such a wonderful array of guests. It's a privilege to be one of them. I'm so happy. Well, I'm thrilled to death to be on your show.
The check is in the mail, Frankie. Listen, the privilege is all mine because, you know, you're sort of the manifestation of excellence. When I'm talking about these great, you know, culinary characters in Tucson, all someone's got to do is walk into the welcoming door of Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks on North Campbell Avenue and get to meet you and engage you in conversation about what authentic Philadelphia, South Philadelphia eating is all about. And it's like dinner and a show when they get a chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's very kind of you. And I can tell you something, too. Whenever I'm on your show, the next day, I always receive this influx of new people.
That's
new
what we
people,
love to hear.
You know, your listeners, they listen to your show, and all they're foodies, and they follow you, and they come into Frankie's, and I love being on the show and talking about Frankie's and also talking about the Tucson Originals.
Yeah, Tucson Originals, a great network, a collaborative of over 50 local restaurants, independent restaurants that really contribute to this declaration that Southern Arizona has the best eating in the West Coast. But, you know, talking about the Tucson Originals, you know, this is one of my favorite times of the year. And let me just say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, Frankie, to you and Deb and your whole team over there. But this is just such a fun time of year because there's so many specials and reasons to celebrate. What's going on with the Tucson Originals these days?
Oh, absolutely. At this time of year, not only does the Tucson restaurants independently have their own bonus gift cards, the Tucson Originals, we have our gift cards out there on sale now, and you could go to the Tucson Originals Facebook, and they'll explain there where you could purchase the card. You could buy a Tucson Originals gift card and use it at all 53 restaurants, every Tucson Originals restaurant, Frankie's, any place.
Wow.
It's just like a credit card. You go in there, you buy a $25 card, a $50 card, give it to somebody for a Christmas present. They can use it at their favorite restaurant. Plus, the individual restaurants, like, let's say, Rocco's on Broadway, Little Chicago,
yeah.
Rocco's Pizzeria. He has a bonus. You buy a card, I think you get $5 or $10 off. But if you buy like a $50 card, there's a whole group of restaurants that get bonuses. Pastiche being another one, and you could go on the Tucson Originals Facebook, and they will give you. They'll give you all the specials that's being run by Tucson Originals, the specials that the independent restaurants are doing independently with the gift card programs. And it is such a that Facebook. I love Facebook because you get all this information. And it's a special time for Tucson Originals. It really is. And I love being a Tucson Original. And for your guests out there who this may be the first time they've ever heard of Tucson Originals, there are a group of independent restaurants who have banded together. There's 53 of us. And like I said, we're independent. And one thing we have in common is we all strive for to put out the best food possible, the freshest ingredients. And you go in there, and you could talk to the door independent, so you could talk to all the owners. We're mom and pop shop.
Exactly.
And we're there. I'm there. Albert Hall of Acacia is there. Pat Connors of Bastiche. Yano's. You go to Yano's restaurant. He's a superstar. They know him all over the country. You go in the restaurant, you can sit there and talk to Yano's. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, where else can you say that? You know, we even want to give a shout out to Jonathan Landine at Jonathan's Cork.
Sure.
You know, he's another example of, you know, great folks in the community with a passion for culinary excellence. And you go into the Cork, Jonathan's Cork, and you're going to be able to sit down and have a conversation with him. I mean, he's going to be pretty busy in the kitchen, but he comes out and talks with his guests, and he's the owner of the place.
Right. I've listened to people with Jonathan, with Albert Hall. People come up and maybe have a cooking problem at home and ask them about something. You know, I mean, I do the best spare ribs right now because it was Jonathan Landine that told me how to cook spare ribs in the oven. And they're like the best now.
He certainly knows what he's doing. So this great opportunity to support local restaurants and do you and your family a favor by purchasing some of these great gift cards. Again, go to Facebook and go into the Tucson Originals, and you're going to have all the information there available for you. I think this is a great idea for stocking stuffers, ladies and gentlemen. A treat to let your family and friends know that you care about supporting local restaurants in Tucson. Now, Frankie, we talked about Facebook. One of the things that I love about the Frankie's Facebook is it's late-breaking information. I think a couple of days ago, I learned on Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks Facebook page that you are getting a delivery of your rolls from Philadelphia at like 7 o'clock the next morning.
Right, right. Our rolls come, I call Amoroso. Amoroso is a baking company in Philadelphia who supplies 80% of all the rolls at all the cheesesteak shops and delis in Philadelphia. I call them up on, a Thursday, Friday, they bake that bread, they flash freeze it, they ship it to me out Saturday morning, and usually Tuesday morning, sometimes Wednesday morning, the truck shows up, and me and my wife and the crew, we have to go out there, and we have to unload the bread. It's 3,500 rolls at a time.
And if you were following Frankie's on his Facebook page, you would know exactly that time, and you can learn about things like, you still doing Friday Meatball Madness these days?
Oh, yes, we are. And matter of fact, New Year's, we all open New Year's Day. And New Year's Day is always a crowded day at Frankie's. And my wife, Deb, does this. We call it you have a parade in Philadelphia called the Mummer's Parade. Mm. And all the houses along this parade route, they make bean soup. And people come in, they're eating bean soup. My wife makes this bean soup called Mummer's Bean Soup. Fresh ham hogs or fresh ham. And we have that on the menu on New Year's Day. The only day of the year we have it on the menu.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fresh ham hog and bean soup.
Yeah, I got an advance notice of that. I actually sampled some of that bean soup, I think, at one of the Tucson Culinary Festival events.
At
the Margarita Championship. Man, and I thought, you know, I want to go in tomorrow and have some of this. Frankie says, right. You got to wait. It's going to only happen on New Year's.
New Year's Day, we open 11 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we will be making that soup. My wife is so happy to make that soup. She really loves it.
Frankie, tell us exactly where Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. You want a great cheesesteak in Tucson, this is the place to go. Where are you located?
We are located at 2574 North Campbell Avenue. We're right between Grant and Glenn on Copper Street. We're right next door to the Blue Willow. The Blue Willow is right across the street.
An iconic Tucson place, right next door to the Blue Willow. Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks is the place you need to go for lunch, for dinner, for a great time, for a truly authentic Philadelphia experience. Frankie Santos does it like none other. You're a good friend. Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to yourself, your family, and all your listeners.
Thanks so much, Frankie.
Thank you so much. Allow me to be part of your show. I really
always
appreciate it.
Always welcome. Always welcome. Well, so we're going to have this interesting little segue from cheesesteaks to wine. And, you know, two of my favorite people in this community are Frankie Santos and Yvonne Fouché. And there's actually been cheesesteaks served at Catavino's one time. I think I brought in a bag, didn't I, Yvonne?
You did. did, and they scarfed them down. Boy, did they talk about those for weeks.
I brought in like a big platter of cheesesteaks, and I went back into sort of the salon part of the store. I picked out a bottle of wine. I came back into the tasting room, and they were all gone.
Yeah, they were gone. I told you they loved them.
Anyway, so you know, we love supporting local. We love supporting you know, local independent chefs, and of course we love supporting local folks that have a great passion for great wine, and really nowhere is that manifest better than at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Yvonne Fouché, the proprietor, the woman who basically built this from a dream, and it was just, it's lovely to see how this community has responded, especially during this time of year when we have, think about all the great things to celebrate. Catavinos is certainly one of the things that we across Southern Arizona celebrate from day to day, and here we are at another Thursday. Our listeners have tuned in to find out the results of your very hard work, Yvonne, tasting wine and night with us in your mind. What's going on with our wine of the week?
I just need to add a little bit to what you just said. And yes, don't I have the best customers in the world?
Indeed.
I mean, these people support me to the nth degree, and I am just so appreciative to be a part of their lives. So, yeah, without them, I wouldn't be anything. So, anyways, so tonight, what we're doing is we're doing a little bit of fun. And one of my favorite wines in the shop, it's produced by Eos Winery out of the Central Coast of California. And what they do is, obviously, they steal my heart a little bit because they plant a tree for every case that's sold.
Oh, nice.
But aside from that, this is just a fun wine, and it's called Lost Angel Mischief. And it's all about being naughty.
You know, if you can't get naughty with a little wine, I don't know what you can do, Yvonne.
You know, and 'tis the season. Either you're naughty or nice. So, you know, you just kind of go with the naughty.
I'm in.
Exactly. So this is a great wine. It's got a dark, inky purple color. It's 45% Cab, 37% Petit Sirah, and 18% Sangiovese.
Mm.
So it's going to have, you know, the depth of a Cab. It's going to have the fruity and the spiciness of the Sirah, and then the Sangiovese comes in and rounds the rest of it out. So this is a real inky purple wine. That's from the Sirah, and it's got loads of black fruits on it and a little bit of black pepper. There's raspberries and blueberries and black cherries and boysenberries. So it has a little bit of all the palates going on. It's very ripe. It's very what they call a round wine. So it has some balance, and it has a little bit of everything, and it's just very well balanced. And then it has the finish, even though it is oaked, it's only lightly tannic. So you don't get a whole lot of tannins in it, which makes it a real nice drinking wine, as well as it would go well with foods. Then we have a long finish that's just nothing but fruit flavors. So this wine is not only fun, it's great to drink.
And it sounds like, you know, there's a little bit of a you know, crisp chill in the air. And when you're thinking about sort of cooler temperatures and, again, family and celebration, you're looking for these kind of bigger wines. This really sounds like it's the perfect wine for the occasion.
Exactly. It's perfect for in front of the fireplace. You're sitting there, and it's just warming you up and from the inside out while the fireplace is doing it from the outside in. So, yeah, it's a great warm winter wine.
This is a three-dimensional experience you're having over there at Catavinos. I'll be right over. So, anyway, what's the price point on this beautiful bottle
of
wine?
Well, this is, you know, at the upper end of the scale once again. This is a $13.99 wine.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're getting up there, but it's well worth it, and it's such a beautiful wine.
$13.99 for this Eos Winery from the Central Coast of California, Lost Angel, this wonderful red blend that is going to make your heart sing in and around the holidays. Again, for only $13.99, Yvonne said, we're towards the upper end of the scale. First-time listeners, yes, you heard correctly. One of the wonderful things we love about Yvonne, other than herself and her great family and staff there at Catavinos, she virtually travels the world looking for the greatest wine values, brings them home to share with all of us in Southern Arizona. And of all the 350 bottles of wine she has in the store, there's not one. I challenge you to find a bottle of wine that's over $15 a
that's
bottle.
That's right. That's right.
And they're therein lies 15. The beauty. Therein lies the majesty. Therein lies the mystery, Yvonne, on how you keep people coming in, you know, day and night, fascinating themselves by what you can help them pick out a wine. They can bring in a recipe, and you can help them navigate them to a wine that perhaps might not be the obvious choice. You've
I
done
that
with me many times.
I love that.
And that's one of the things we love. So what's the wine theme, the tasting theme for the party this weekend?
Well, I normally don't start this theme until, like, January, February, but given our the cold spell we've been having, I decided to move it forward, and these are warm winter wines.
Beautiful.
So we've moved into the wines that are big and bold enough, and they heat you up from the inside out.
I love
just
it.
Like we were talking about. So, you know, I've got a wonderful Chardonnay. I've got this red blend. I've got a big, bold Merlot and a big, bold Cab and a big, bold Zinfandel. And then to round it all out, I've got this wonderful find that I found, a late harvest Gewürztraminer.
Oh, I love it. Say that again. Say that one more time.
Late harvest Gewürztraminer.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I know, they get you every time.
It does, right in that special spot, Yvonne. Beautiful. So this is the great place to come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, again, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Have a great wine experience. Sample a flight of wines, some of which I challenge you to find anywhere else here in Southern Arizona.
Right.
And do it in a way that is not going to hurt your pocketbook. You're going to meet new friends. You're going to have more names on your Christmas card list after you leave Catavinos than what you did when you came in. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family down there at Catavinos. And I'm really looking forward to trying some of this great Lost Angel, which, again,
you're
sounds
gonna love it.
Perfect for tonight. Yvonne, thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinos. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the official transportation services provider for On the Menu Live, who's going to get you and your car home safe after your holiday celebrating. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Jolt headquarters here on Broadway, looking at a beautiful snow-capped Catalina mountain range, celebrating the fact that we live in such a wonderful community, not only because of the great scenery, but because of the great food and the great wine and the great cocktails. But if you've got to that point during your holiday celebrating and you feel you might have had one cocktail too many, you need to cast your worries aside, because there's people like Renee Acosta from the Entourage Transportation Group here to help you. Hey, Renee.
Mr. Russell, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just can't get enough of your story, Renee. And I had to go back. You and I first met on my radio show back in May, when this community started hearing a little bit about Entourage and, you know, how it was like traditional transportation companies, how it was unlike traditional transportation companies. And then almost by magic, I mean, I'm certainly not going to take credit for it on my show, but almost like magic, the whole community now has responded to what Entourage is all about. I think part of it because of the uniqueness of the business model, but another part of it because it's convenient for us as customers. Give our listeners another sense of what this whole Entourage transportation story is all about.
Okay, well, what we do is you have too many cocktails and you have your car with you, and instead of calling a cab, you call my services, and what I do is I will dispatch a motorcycle driver to where you are at. Once he gets there, he simply just folds the motorcycle, gets your keys, he puts the motorcycle in your trunk and drives you and your car home.
Yeah, see, that's just amazing. And, you know, whenever I tell the Entourage story, you know, I get eyebrows that, you know, that just, you know, raise and jaws drop and say, you know, why didn't I think of that? It just, it's so beautiful in its intelligence. And, you know, of course, you know, everyone can get themselves to the party. You know, you don't have to hire a limo to go to and from. Everyone can drive themselves to a party, unless you're, you know, maybe 1% of the population that needs a designated driver to get to the party. But anyway, it's getting home that's the challenge, and you liberate people from that decision because, look, we've all been there. We've all gone out. We've all had, you know, perhaps one too many drinks, and we certainly don't want to drive. I mean, Arizona has probably the toughest DUI laws in the country. So driving is just silly. But, you know, you take a cab, and then what do you got to do the next morning, Renee?
You have to return and get your car hungover, and that's probably the last thing you want to do.
If you can even remember where your car is. And sometimes you get back to the car, and, you know, it's been vandalized. You know, it's been, you know, it's just, you completely liberate people from worrying about this process because you get to the party, you get to the restaurant, you get to the lounge, you have a great time. You know, of course you act responsibly, but you do, you know, you have a great time, and you say, you know what, this is probably the right time to call Entourage. And you send out, now you say motorcycle, I love it. You send out this this electric scooter to the location. And when I saw this happen for the first time, I was astounded because it's hard to get in your mind, you know, what this is like until you actually see it happen. And I want all of our listeners to actually see it happen for themselves. But this scooter literally folds into a compact bag that you then put inside a trunk. And in my case, for my first Entourage experience, it was an Expedition. And everybody knows when that third seat is up, there's not a whole lot of room in that back of the Expedition. You didn't have to put the seats down at all. It's put in this canvas bag, so it's not going to disrupt anything else in the trunk. And it really fits. I mean, I don't think there's a car in Tucson that you can't get your scooter behind.
That is correct. It even fits in a smart car.
It fits in a, oh, are you kidding me?
Absolutely not.
It actually fits in a smart car. So you can actually pre-order the service. One of the things, I went to a dinner party not too long ago at Acacia Restaurant, and when I was leaving Acacia, I saw two of the Entourage scooters right there ready to take the customers home because someone was thinking ahead. They said, I'm going to be out tonight. I'm going to be having a good time. I'm going to call Entourage right now to pre-order. So how can people get a hold of you, and how do people order the Entourage service?
They can call the number at 520-909-0100.
Okay, we're going to
we take reservations, or you can call 20 or 30 minutes ahead of time, and we'll be there.
Yeah, the number again, 909-0100. Again, get yourself to the party safely, and Entourage is going to get you and your car home. And I can't tell you just this. It almost felt luxurious that here I am. I'm getting a ride home in my own car, which means I can put my feet up on the dash if I want because it's my car. And I get home, and you guys put it in the driveway. And when I wake up the next morning, my car is there. Problem solved.
That is correct.
So anyway, you guys have grown. The community has really responded. How much has this company grown since the last time we talked in May? I mean, you guys are busy.
Yes, we are very busy, especially on weekends when people are, you know, out and about. But it's grown. It keeps getting busier every single week. Once, you know, someone tries it out for the first time, we get them as repeat clients all the time.
And you're going to actually give them a discount on the pickup fee for return customers, you know, creating loyalty in your brand. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the first time, it's $20 the pickup fee and $3 per mile. And all repeat clients from there on out, it's $15 the pickup fee and $3 per mile.
That's great. And I encourage all of our listeners, sit and do the math. Get out the last taxi receipt that you have, compare it with what Entourage charges you, and don't forget to completely take out the part where you got to go back, you know, to get your car the next morning and all the gas and the frustration and the anxiety and all of that. Again, Entourage Transportation Group, the official transportation services provider for On the Menu Live. This is a great service. I know you're going to keep growing and keep getting more popular, and everyone is talking about Entourage. And Renee, I salute you for having such a great business model. You've really made driving a lot easier for me.
Mr. Russell, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Renee Acosta with the Entourage Transportation Group. Again, 909-0100 is the number to call, and check them out at www.entouragetucson.com. We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man himself, Chef Christian Hanley from Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. Radio. I'm Shelby Lynn.
We're confident and optimistic we'll be able to resolve both on a bipartisan basis.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has spent the day with other Democratic leaders like Harry Reid, trying to iron out differences on how to fund the government before tomorrow night's deadline and how to get a payroll tax cut extension passed.
We hope that we can come up with something that would get us out of here at a reasonable time in the next few days.
President Obama has ordered Congress to keep working until they can cut a deal. The two Penn State officials who allegedly failed to report a sexual assault on a boy in a locker room shower, then allegedly lied to the grand jury about it, are due in court tomorrow. A generation of Americans have grown up with the war in Iraq. Now it's finally over. The U.S. officially ended the conflict today in Baghdad. More than 4,500 Americans have died in the war. More than 30,000 were wounded. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Find your look at Macy's Men's Sale and Clearance. Your favorite names, the season's best styles, perfect gifts for the guy on your list. Save 50 to 60% on designer suits and sport coats, designer overcoats, and designer dress pants. Plus, take an extra 25% off your $100 men's store purchase with your savings pass. Savings start tomorrow in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Charles Osgood. The true measure of any insurance company comes when you need it the most. And maybe that's why, when it comes to claims, auto owners insurance is known throughout the insurance industry as the no problem people. Since the year 1916, auto owners insurance has been there when you need them. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
This holiday season, avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Try Stamps.com today and get this special offer, a 4-week trial plus $110 in bonuses, including $55 in postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the radio mic at the top of the page, and enter radio. That's Stamps.com, enter radio.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the five-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the two-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. hubdowntown.com.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night, It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Llanos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown, Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, moving and grooving here on another delicious hour of radio each and every Thursday at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, all of our shows rerun Saturday at noon. So if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire broadcast is going to be rerun on Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330, The Jolt. And if you were getting our newsletter each and every Monday, you would know that Chef Christian Hanley from Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe is going to be giving away a gift card so you can experience Armitage for yourself if you're the first person to call in at the end of this show with the answer to our trivia question. Again, if you knew, if you were getting our newsletter, you would know that. If you're not getting our newsletter, you should be. Go on to www.onthemenulive.com. Sign up to receive our free newsletter. You're going to find out who we're going to be interviewing on the next show, where we're going to be broadcasting from, our great remote broadcasts, what restaurants are giving away, what kind of great things to all of their fans, onthemenulive.com. Well, speaking of Chef Christian Hanley, you know, we don't get to see him as often as we used to because he and his lovely wife, Lisa, set up this great thing called Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe at the heart of La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell. But, you know, there's only so much Christian Hanley can go around, and now he's moving and grooving and doing some great things in Phoenix in addition to down here in Tucson. We're going to hear all about it. What's up, Chef?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Hey, would not, you know, just my year is not complete here. We're looking at the end of the calendar, and I thought, uh-oh, we haven't talked to Chef Christian Hanley yet, and you are like one of the busiest culinary characters that I've known, and we became great fans of your work and your artistry down here at Armitage. And, you know, people, I think, get a kind of a different sense of what Armitage is. You know, this is great wine lounge, and they're thinking, okay, well, what can I expect from the menu? You know, some finger foods, you know, a cheese board, bruschetta, but you sort of have helped redefine what kind of food program you need to have with a top shelf wine program. Talk a little bit about Armitage as a concept.
The concept has always been about casual wine and good food paired together in a good atmosphere. Date nights, you know, a good place to have conversations or even big parties. We do plenty of catering as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that that I first got inspired by when I got to know you a little bit better a few years ago are these great wine dinners that you do, because I think they're so much different than other sort of traditional wine dinners that you experience, because, you know, you just get a sense to really engage, you know, the winemaker or the wine sommelier and the chef, and it really is a conversation about things as opposed to just, you know, here's your pairing. We're going to be talking a little bit about the wine dinner that's coming up on January the 17th here in a few minutes. But so at what point did you decide that, you know, Armitage in Tucson is just not enough? I mean, you've got Armitage in Scottsdale that you're overseeing the food program for. You've got the West Addison Tavern in Scottsdale, and you're overseeing the food program for all three sites, aren't you?
I am. You know, the family opened up West Addison last year, and they kept me on board as the executive chef to write the menu and open the kitchen and train the staff, and they keep me busy. They just keep me moving around.
No, that's great. So people, just because Christian Hanley is not in Tucson doesn't mean you can't experience the results of Chef Christian Hanley's hard work, because you've trained your staff down here to really represent your vision. I mean, that Hanley, that unique Hanley vision when it comes to the culinary arts. There are people down there that are really, you know, bringing to life your original vision for what a food program at a wine lounge should be all about, right?
It's true, because, you know, the guys running the kitchen down there, they've been with me since the beginning when we opened Armitage in Tucson 4 years ago. And, you know, when I was called away, I felt comfortable leaving it in their hands.
So I didn't know that. So this is the original kitchen group that you pulled together when you guys opened up. How many years ago now?
Man, it's been 4 years, going on five.
Going on 5 years. You've been open for 4 years. Unbelievable. I mean, I always say that the birthday parties at Armitage is probably one of the best parties in Southern Arizona, because you and, you know, Matt and the leadership team up there really take client service so seriously. Not seriously where it's stuffy, but seriously that, you know, people have money and they can go anywhere. And when they walk into Armitage, you want to make sure that they have this return on their investment and they're going to have such a great experience. And each and every year when you celebrate your birthday, you invite the community. Now, that's probably one day, ladies and gentlemen, that you're not going to be able to sit down with Christian for a half an hour and talk to him about the Armitage story, because you guys work really hard on those birthday parties.
Oh, man, we run on those nights. Wet dripping. They're awesome. They're good fun.
Great. So tell us a little, how does the Armitage in Scottsdale differ from the Armitage down here in Tucson? Same concept?
It is. It's the exact same concept. I guess the difference would be, and it's the older sibling to the Tucson, so it's a little more, feels a little more sophisticated, a little, you know, a little slower, a little quieter, and just, you know, more stable. In Tucson, I have the ability to kind of, like, change things and play around with ideas down there.
That's why we love Tucson. We love to change things and play around a little bit. Yeah. And what's the concept of West Addison? This is kind of cool.
Yeah, West Addison is a Chicago sports tavern, you know, plenty of TVs, all the games. We push Packers and Bears games, and college football as well.
So West Addison could be one of the reasons why the Packers are undefeated. I mean, are you going to take any credit for that, Chef?
It is the reason.
Not just a part of it. It is. It's the very reason why you have not yet lost one game. So the Packers fans just probably line up the night before to get in on a Sunday?
Oh, man, in their full garb and everything.
I love it. And, you know, probably more cheeseheads than you can shake a stick at, I'm sure.
Big time.
But anyway, so another wine dinner is coming up here on January the 17th, again, at Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe, right at the heart of La Encantada, this wonderful open-air shopping destination, really. People call it a mall. I say there's just no way you can even call La Encantada a mall. It's a destination, and it really is, you know, providing every opportunity to serve all of your needs, and you've done that beautifully at Armitage. And this wine dinner that's coming up on January the 17th, I guess, is an Italian wine dinner. If you've got your menu prepared for the big moment on January 17th, let's take a little walk through it. Where are you going to start on this dinner?
Yeah, I always like to start off with some bubbles if I can.
Nice.
And Valley has given me a nice Prosecco to start with this time. And so I'd like to go with like a classic, just prosciutto and melon pairing. But I always like to mix things up on the plate. So, you know, if I like to tease people with a couple of things that they're comfortable with, and then once they're there and I put the food in front of them, there's always a little bit of surprise, which I'll leave that to the night of the party.
Yeah, you don't want to give away too much. And let me say, I can offer testimony on what that surprise is all about. Again, Chef, we just can't say enough great things about you and your team. So prosciutto and Prosecco together, great combination. Two of my favorite food groups, prosciutto and Prosecco, they go beautifully together.
Absolutely. It's a classic pairing.
You can't start this culinary extravaganza, I don't think, any other way. So moving on to course number two, what do you get up your sleeve?
So for course number two, I just wanted to move into something a little more succulent. And I haven't actually featured foie gras yet in a wine dinner, and I've been doing it for 4 years. So I'm kind of ready to play with a little bit. We're going to do some balsamic figs, which we make famous down there on a lamb dish already.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to play around with some toasted fennel pumpkin toast that I'll be making from scratch.
Oh, just gorgeous. So the foie gras just lightly seared.
Oh,
still
yeah.
Have that beautifully soft and creamy texture in there, again, with that beautifully bright flavor of the balsamic with the fig. This just sounds like a wonderful course. And now, you could go a number of different ways with the wine pairing with this second course. What direction did you decide to go in?
I decided to go with a Chianti Classico.
Nice.
So, you know, really well-known Sangiovese grape varietal, and I'd like to kind of, you know, pull some of the fruit out of it with the fig and the pumpkin, and let the creaminess of the foie gras just carry it through.
That's beautiful. I mean, you know, it sounds like you're working for the winemaker already. You speak so passionately about the grape as well as with the dish. Now, are you featuring a particular winemaker or wine program at this dinner?
It's all the wines are through Valley of the Sun, fine
great.
Wines.
Wonderful. We love Valley of the Sun. They're great folks, great family of distributors. Always learn, you know, more about wine than I ever thought I could when I engage some of those distributors in conversation. Those really are, I think, some of the best in the business.
Yeah, they're very well educated in what they do.
Glad you're working with them. So this wonderful seared foie gras with balsamic figs and this fennel pumpkin toast paired with this beautifully, this crisp Chianti Classico. Chef, I mean, where could you possibly go from there?
Oh, we're just going to bump it up one more notch real quick. So, again, playing with familiar ideas, I just was feeling kind of surf and turfy. So we're going to do a Tuscan surf and turf and play with some fried oysters that are beautiful and in season right now. Unfortunately, obviously, they won't be from the Mediterranean, but we'll be putting it with a little bit of elk tenderloin, which seems to fit in the season right now very well.
Oh, that's lovely. Now, when Chef Christian Hanley plays with oysters, you know, everybody gets to celebrate because I've seen you play with oysters. And
yeah.
And there, it's not your typical oyster dish. Again, you think about this, you know, this classic food item, food ingredient, and what Chef Christian Hanley does is he sort of makes those tweaks and just brings it new life in ways that go beyond your imagination. A Tuscan surf and turf with fried oysters and an elk tenderloin. Talk about elk. If folks aren't familiar with that flavor profile, talk a little bit about elk.
Elk is beautiful, especially this time of year. It comes into season, and all the hunters out there will know it's a prize. You know, it's a nice, strong game meat, very low fat. Beautiful red, dark red, purple color, and the taste is just venison is just it tastes beautiful in the mouth.
Oh, I just can't wait. Okay, so with this third course, you know, we've had a little Prosecco, have a little Chianti. Where are you going on the wine, buddy?
Yeah, so we'll go from the Barolo region. We'll do a Nebbiolo.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's almost perfect, Christian.
I mean, it's just so noble. It just works perfectly.
And so, again, here is how the wine dinners come together at Armitage. You have Chef and the wine folks get together, and they defy traditional, almost pedestrian pairings where you think, okay, well, duh, we know that this goes with that and that goes with this. But they sit and they say, how are we really going to pull out that balsamic? How are we really going to capitalize on the opportunity with that elk? So I think that this Barolo sounds absolutely gorgeous with this course.
Yeah, I mean, it always starts with the wine for us. That's how we make it fit so perfectly.
Got to do it. Okay, so, you know, if there's any room left, you know, there's a fourth course begging for identity, just screaming to be noticed, you know. If I'm there, I'm definitely going to go just dive headfirst into what you have to fill out the evening. What is course number four?
I'm a huge fan of panna cotta. I feel like it's a traditional Italian dessert. And in this case, I like to mess around with it a little bit and play with some buttermilk in there.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm going to pair it with these almond crisps that we'll be making from scratch just to bring the Moscato pairing. The almond will bring the Moscato into the plate, put
oh,
the two together.
Great. Thank you for going Moscato. Again, this lovely dessert wine that's not overly sweet. I mean, it gives you just a hint of what the sweetness should be, but it's not done in a way to completely overpower that wonderful buttermilk panna cotta and the almond crisp. Well done, Chef. So, my goodness, I mean, this has got to be $125, $150 a person thing for all this grand. Where are you price-wise on this dinner?
No, definitely. We like to keep it, you know, as accessible as possible. So, for this dinner, it'll be $80 a person.
$80?
Four courses, four wines.
I thought you were in the business of making money, Chef. I mean,
nah.
Anyway, $80 a person for that incredible wide range of flavor profiles. You're going to be down here, you know, meeting with all your guests and talking about great wine and great food. And this Italian wine dinner at Armitage is just the perfect way to get 2012 started out in style. Again, January the 17th at Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe. Chef, how do people get reservations for this dinner, and how can they learn a little bit more about what you're doing at Armitage?
The best way is to call the restaurant and speak to one of our managers to set up reservation. The phone number is 520-682-9740. They're well educated and they'll be able to help you with that.
We're going to do the number again. It's 520. Of course, people calling from all over the country that are going to be traveling to Tucson for this world-class event. It's 682-9740. Again, 682-9740. And you want to be able to get in on this great wine dinner that Chef Christian Hanley and his culinary team at Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe have put together for you with love, with intention, and with celebration that only this time of the year can offer. Sounds absolutely delicious. So how often are you coming down here to Tucson?
I try to make it down every couple of weeks, and at the very least once a month for these dinners.
Very nice. So now that you're, I mean, are you technically calling yourself a Phoenician Christian? I mean, has it gotten there?
No, never.
Thank you. Good answer. You know, I'll probably have you on the show again. But what do you miss most about living here and working in the old Pueblo?
Man, Tucson, just it's the people. The community is so, they're so strong, and they embrace the restaurants and the nightlife and the people that live and work down there. The community is definitely what I miss the most.
We're really proud of what you said. We do pride ourselves on this community. And you know what? Tucson is blessed as a community to have the Hanleys from Armitage still be a part of the culinary story here in Tucson. And we just can't thank you and your team enough for everything you continue to do at Armitage.
Likewise, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
The show.
Chef Christian Hanley from Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe. What a pleasure having him on. And you know what? He is providing you with an opportunity to try Armitage for the first time, maybe for the second time. If you're a regular, you know, you can go again. If you want to give us a call at the station to see if you know the answer to the following trivia question. Now, you know, Chef Christian Hanley and his wife, Lisa, opened up Armitage a bit ago here in Tucson. And we want to know how many years ago did they open? How many years ago did they open Armitage here in Tucson? Now, before I give you the number, I want to make sure if you have called the studio and you have won a gift certificate anytime in the last 30 days, and you know who you are, and so do our listeners, please give a chance for somebody else to try and win for themselves. And I'm going to leave names out of that, but I think you know who you are. Anyway, give us a call right now, 529-3508, 529-3508. Let us know, how many years has Armitage been open? If you're the right caller with the right answer, you're going to win $50 at Armitage. Good luck. We'll be right back. Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here, moving and grooving, having a great time. We just spoke with Chef Christian Hanley of Armitage Wine Lounge and Cafe here in Tucson, Armitage Bistro up in Scottsdale, and the West Addison Tavern up in Scottsdale as well. You know, Christian's a busy guy. He has not forgotten about Tucson. He continues to oversee the entire culinary operation here at Armitage. And if you listen to this interview before the commercial, you're going to have a chance to go to this great wine dinner. Again, January the 17th, wonderful wine dinner, Italian Italian wine dinner at Armitage, only $80 a person, and it is world class, my friends. Four courses, beautifully paired with intention with some delicious wines. Give Armitage a call, 682-9740, to make reservations, because they're going to go quick. Anyway, the trivia question on the table is, you know, we spoke with Christian Hanley of Armitage, and he was talking to us a little bit about his history, and we want to know, how many years has Armitage been in business here in Southern Arizona? We're going to go right to line one and say hello to Sue. Hey, Sue.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Thursday. You know, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. What can you do for me, Sue? I mean, come, you even brought me some food or a bottle of wine or something.
Sorry. I'm driving to the grocery store right now. So.
Okay, great. Well, you know what? Keep me in mind when you get to the wine section. Anyway,
I'm stopping there too. Yep.
I got my fingers crossed for you, Sue. I sense the sound of confidence in your voice. How many years has this place been open?
I'm going to say almost 4.5.
Almost 4.5. Well, my goodness. You nailed it, Sue.
All right. Yes.
Almost 4.5. It's exactly 4.5.
Okay.
Now
right.
Let me just ask you: Did you listen to the show, or are you taking a wild guess, or are you on the staff of Armitage?
Truthfully, I know, because I was checking out their website yesterday for possible place for our office to go to have a little holiday party.
Oh, that's wonderful! What a great idea! I mean, what a coincidence! And,
I know.
And now you get to treat all of us. Anyway, so you know, Armitage is a great place, and when you're saying about a holiday party or a company party or some sort of a get together, it really is, I think, that perfect setting, because it's this sort of laid back lounge atmosphere. You know, people think lawn cantata. You know, it's a pricey and it's, you know, stuffy. Au contraire, this is just a wonderful place to be casual, be yourself, and enjoy great wines and a great atmosphere and some wonderful food. So, yeah, Sue, you and I are going to have a great time when we go.
I hope my husband doesn't mind.
You know, there's another man in your life, Sue? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you guys have a great time. Don't go away, because Sydney here at the studio is going to get all your information. It's going to be my privilege, Sue, to send you that gift card in the mail.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Wow. So not only did she say almost 4 years, almost 4.5, she nailed it. Yes, indeed, Armitage has been open for exactly 4.5 years. They're going to be celebrating their 5th birthday, I believe, in the summertime. And again, you know, go to ArmitageWine.com to get all the information. You want to make sure that you're there for their annual birthday celebration, because, folks, it is a party like none other. You want to call Entourage Transportation before you go to the party to make sure that they are there to take you home afterwards and not breaking your wallet and breaking your pocketbook in the meantime. So Sue is going to have a lovely time at Armitage. And every time my wife and I go up there, we always have a wonderful time. And, you know, this is not a paid statement. We just can't get enough of what those guys put together up there. And, you know, Lawn Cantata really has become kind of a great eating atmosphere altogether. I mean, you've got this wonderful Blanco tacos and tequila place, part of the Fox Restaurant Concepts, which is, I think, fantastic for sort of an after work, happy hour, wonderful tequilas that you're not going to find on any other menu here in Southern Arizona. Raw Sushi is a wonderful place to go. North has become a wonderful destination for Italian cuisine, Firebirds. I mean, there's all kinds of great eating opportunities right up there at Lawn Cantata, and certainly shopping. Now, Tommy Bahama happens to be one of my favorite stores, so if you're thinking about the right gift for Matt Russell, and I know as you're going shopping, you're thinking about, what can I buy for Matt? You can buy me a Tommy Bahama gift card, because that finds yourself right to my heart, and I will be forever grateful. You can just send that into the Jolt headquarters here. TucsonsJolt.com will give you all the information. Anyway, again, we want to remind all of our listeners that you can take advantage of Armitage's wine dinner. Again, Italian wine dinner, a four-course medley of beautiful flavor profiles paired together with some delicious wines, again, that you're just not going to find anywhere else here in town. The number to call, 682-9740. I also want to just remind our listeners, once again, we had Frankie Santos on the show from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks talking about the Tucson Originals, what a wonderful organization this is, and helping local and independent restaurants, mom-and-pop restaurants, to band together and really provide the best culinary experiences you can experience and that you can imagine. You can go to TucsonOriginals.com or go on the Facebook page for the Tucson Originals and get information on their gift cards. You can have one card that's going to be good for the 53 restaurants that are part of the Tucson Originals. And these are great gift ideas, wonderful stocking stuffers, great staff appreciation gifts, client appreciation gifts. Let somebody you know how much you you really appreciate and celebrate local business here in Tucson, and to celebrate the artistry of our world-class chefs that are right here where we work and where we live. Anyway, as I said, and as I say every Thursday at 5 o'clock, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show, yes, indeed, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
Something I have to tell you.
Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa.
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Happy Christmas, Ron.
Merry Christmas!
And a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho!
KJLL, South Tucson.